This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. We know now that Hugh Hefner dumped a casket full of his private sex tapes into the Pacific Ocean before he passed away. Yep. The Playboy founder had the collection tossed because he feared his most famous and secret conquest would be exposed. It comes as Hef's most personal belongings are being auctioned off later this month. Wouldn't you want to see those tapes? Hoo-wee! Ariana Grande covered up another tattoo that was inspired by ex-fiancé Pete Davidson. The singer took to Twitter to share a photo from the upcoming music video for Thank You Next. The small tattoo that read Pete on her ring finger has been replaced by a heart and an arrow. She also has the badge number of his late father, who died on 9/11, tattooed on her foot. Thank you. Next tattoo. Big Bang Theory's Kaley Cuoco is well known for her love of animals. She spent part of her Thanksgiving helping to rescue an injured baby seal. She'd been visiting her husband's parents' beach house when they came across the marine mammal who was in distress. Kaley called the Marine and Wildlife Hotline and waited with the seal until help came. The seal is doing fine now. Yay, happy ending! David and Victoria Beckham's Cotswolds mansion has been targeted by burglars for the second time in a month. The couple were not home when a man was chased off by seven security guards and two attack dogs after midnight. They were left shaken after the second threat to their countryside retreat in the space of 1 month. They're reevaluating their security again. Hey, burglars, just buy David's underwear. Alicia Silverstone will be shelling out a good amount of cash to her ex-husband over the next few years as part of their divorce settlement. According to the details of the settlement between the Clueless star and Chris Jarecki, she'll pay Jarecki $12,000 per month in spousal support until 2024. The couple is sharing joint physical and legal custody of their son, Bear. Hey, Alicia, you are clueless. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt will save their children from a bitter custody trial because a settlement between the stars is about to be signed. The goal is to wrap up negotiations before the private custody trial begins. Although Jolie fought to give Pitt minimal custody of their six children, the deal will include a substantial amount of time given to Pitt. So maybe this will end finally. The Rolling Stones, who have toured every year since 2012 and whose principals are all in their 70s, have announced a North American stadium tour that launches April 20th in Florida and wraps in Chicago on June 21st. It's a thrill when we play stadiums in the States, Mick Jagger said in a statement. The energy is always amazing. Keith Richards added, it's a great crowd. Drummer Charlie Watts said, huh? Mandy Moore and Taylor Goldsmith, lead vocalist of the rock band Dawes, tied the knot in the backyard of their LA home. It was a small secret ceremony. Minka Kelly, Mandy's former love, Wilmer Valderrama, and her This Is Us co-stars Milo Ventimiglia, Chrissy Metz, and Sterling K. Brown were among the 50 guests at the intimate nuptials. The duo got engaged last year. Congrats! Ice-T's son had quite the birthday bash. Tracy Morrow Jr. celebrated his 27th birthday at the newly opened Playboy Club in Midtown Manhattan. The group of 10 hung out in the club's mansion lounge while munching on Wagyu steak and truffle fries. The Law & Order star and his wife Coco also attended, along with Playboy bunnies who gave Tracy sparklers to celebrate. Happy birthday, kid! Steven Hillenburg, the creator of the mega-hit Nickelodeon cartoon series SpongeBob SquarePants, has died. He was 57. The cause of death was ALS. The first episode of SpongeBob SquarePants aired on Nickelodeon on May 1st, 1999, and now has aired nearly 250 episodes to date. R.I.P. Steven and SpongeBob. Nicole Kidman had to hit the floor, literally, when there was an active shooter near where she was filming her new movie, Destroyer. Yep. Nicole said, quote, "We were in South Central LA filming, and they were like, 'Get inside, there's a shooter, a live shooter.' I'm like, 'What? I've got a prop gun, and I'm out on the street, and I hit the ground.'" Unquote. Wow, now that's a little too real. Snooki has another bun in the oven. The Jersey Shore star announced that she's expecting her third child with husband Gianni Laval. The reality star and Laval are already parents to a 6-year-old boy and a 4-year-old girl. The baby news comes weeks after Snooki, 30, expressed her desire to add another baby to her family. Well, gee, now it's reality. Ugh. Make that triple ugh. Nicolas Cage is taking care of responsibilities as both a father and a grandfather because he's financially helping his son cover child support payments after a nasty breakup. His son Weston settled his ongoing divorce with his estranged wife Danielle and has been ordered to pay $8,000 per month in family support, which is half of a $16,000 monthly gift he receives from his father. Loser. Has been. Heather Locklear's mandatory psychiatric hold has been extended for further evaluation, and the actress could be there for another 2 weeks. She was placed on a psychiatric hold that was originally only supposed to last for 3 days. There's a bit of a conflict, though. Heather wants to remain at home and not check into another facility, and the decision will be hers to make. Oh boy, who thinks that's a good idea? The Trash Bin. Tekashi 69 has been indicted along with 5 other men on charges of racketeering and firearms offenses stemming from his alleged participation in multiple shootings and robberies at gunpoint, including a July incident in which a Brooklyn bystander was shot. The rapper entered a not guilty plea and was denied bail. A trial date was set for September 4th, 2019. Idiot!
The news wrap-up.
Google's super simple phone service, Fi, is launching on a broader range of devices, including iPhones. Amazon's cloud unit is following Google into the AI chip market. In other Amazon news, they're still glowing after their biggest shopping day ever on Cyber Monday. False rumors of child kidnappers have gone viral on WhatsApp in India, prompting fearful mobs to kill 2 dozen innocent people since April. Wow, you can't make this shit up.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Ralph Breaks the Internet is the top film for a second week.
The number one album.
Dummy Boy by 6ix9ine is the new number one album.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition is still the number one paid app.
The number one book.
Fire and Blood from Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin is the best-selling fiction book.
Quavius Kayate Marshall, otherwise known professionally as Quavo, is best known as a member of the hip-hop trio Migos. Quavo is related to his fellow Migos members, being Takeoff's uncle and Offset's cousin. Migos just completed a rigorous 3-month U.S. tour with Drake. Outside of Migos, Quavo has been featured on 4 hit singles, which have peaked in the top 10 of the U.S. pop chart, including DJ Khaled's I'm the One, Congratulations by Post Malone, Pick Up the Phone by Young Thug and Travis Scott, and Portland by Drake. He recently released his solo album, Quavo Huncho, and here's the first single from it. Here's Quavo with the song of the week, Pass Out.
Yeah, whip it like I can't stand it. Pull up, park it, do damage. Trap house to a mansion. I put that on my granny. Grandma. Let me see that light. Five niggas up here. Miss a head, so I caught him in the ear. I shook face tattoo 100 tears. All the rappers won't make disappear. In the spotlight looking like deers. Especially when we pull up press. Especially when we pull up flex. Especially when we pull up check. 150 cash on the necklace. Young niggas scraping them extras. Moving up blocks, no Tetris. Rap on a lot like Texas. I brought my to the bank. Then we cash out. I brought my to the bank. Then she passed out.
That was Quavo with the song of the week, Pass Out. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.